Until 8.
This is Sports Today on 882
6PR. The only station where you get coaches back to back for yesloans.com.au. We welcome in Ross Lyon. And Ross, well, you've been dominating inside 50 times, four to the centre, but you must have been delighted with the return to form of the efficiency level coming into half time yesterday.
Yeah, it really jumped out the block. So we've worked hard on our ball use and we started to see some good results coming our way. So we just obviously need to continue that. And yeah, it was a step in the right direction.
Fife, Johnson, injured players. Are they ready to return, Ross?
Yeah, well, that's the aim at the minute. I think Johnson, Nat, if everything continues, should play. But until he sort of jumps those hurdles, it's not 100%. And then Michael Johnson's sort of in the same boat, but he'll be come down to selection. Whether we play him at Peel or would bring him straight in, it's obviously a big decision to make that, you know, the right one there.
Is there less pressure on now, Ross, that you seem to have almost signed up the top spot, whether to bring Michael back, or is he that sort of, is he great enough player to bring straight back into the ones, or is it going to be a call that you'll make probably Wednesday or Thursday?
Yeah, a lot of positions really irrelevant. It's about what's best for the team and Michael. So, look, he's a very good player, so it certainly can be done, but I think we'll get all the information. Obviously, we played Sunday. Boys flew back to Perth last night. I got back today, and we won't see them till Wednesday, and all our medical team and all that. So we've got a few days to gather and make an informed decision, really.
Do you know how Luke McFarlane pulled up after the cork in the calf?
Yeah, it was the cork. Same thing. I mean, I'm in the same boat. I sort of obviously get emails through and reports in. But, yeah, he sort of got a cork calf. I'm confident that's all it is. Then it's just a matter of how he moves through the week as to whether he plays or not.
Rating and percentage-wise, 70-30 against?
Oh, I've got no idea, to be truthful, mate. It's just a cork. No one's giving me percentages. It's just, it's a cork, with confidence a cork, and then whatever that means, I don't know.
When it happened, did you think deja vu last year?
Oh, not that. Look, I was disappointed, obviously, you know. But I think, we just spoke about my press conference. I mean, the reality is Dawson and Silvani haven't been there all year. So, and then Johnson went down the Richmond game. So, I mean, that's pretty significant out of our back line, and our ability to maybe just play Luke a little bit less, that option hasn't been there. So, look, we've coped really well. Alex Pearce has come on. Iverson's had a super year, and we've put on good pressure. So, I mean, that's all compounded to Luke to probably play more footy than we would have liked, but that's just reality of the situation.
I liked Silvani. I thought he was really good, and it allowed you, as you said, Alex Pearce, and he looked really lively up there, up forward, and you just seemed to be able to, the cohesion between those guys, and even Aaron pushing forward, you know. I mean, you know, you've been trying it all year, but he started to take those big grabs we expect he could.
Yeah, look, he loves it. Eddie had. There's no wind, and it's dry, so He does really well there. He plays some great football there. So, but Aaron's been working hard. We've been working hard to get it. We're getting it early in the year, and we're starting to get it back now. So, and look, we've been working hard over the last few weeks in particular on getting some principles down there in our front half and our leading patterns, stepping it up a bit. So we're starting to get some reward there.
How have you rated Lachie Neale's year, mate? Because he's been talked about in all Australian circles at the moment.
Yeah, I know. I think they're good discussions to be had, but they're not discussions I have. I don't sit around the campfire and talk about who's going to be All-Australian. And that's probably at times you wish you could have those conversations, but the treadmill is, you know, prepare, play, review, get moving and deal with what's in front of you. So, look, he's had a very good year. That whole draft's been super for us. You know, Sutcliffe, Neale, Crozier, Sheridan. And Lachie Neale played really well again on the weekend. So, look, he's got plenty of improvement in him. But, you know, he's had a good year. Is it all Australian? Well, that's not for me to decide, really.
On exposed form, two good midfields this year, two terrific midfields this year. Do you think that's where the game will want to be lost on the weekend, or do you see another element of the game?
No, I think it typically is, as long as your forwards convert. I mean, it's about supply, isn't it? And I remember the first derby, you know, everyone was banging on, but I said, if you look at West Coast midfield, I mean, they got players ready to pop, 5-6 year players like Shuey and Shepherd and Meston and those guys, and Cripps would be going into his probably his fifth year as well, and you know, Pritis is proven, and, you know, Gaff, maybe a 5-6 year player, so Nat Nui. You know, they've still got Rosa running around and Hearn, so, and Wellingham's a premiership midfielder, he's playing off half back, and so we knew they had a lot of talent back then, so they, look, to their credit, you know, they've coped with some adversity down back, and so have we, and both teams, you don't fluke sitting in 1 and 2 at this time of the year. You've played some really good footy, you've been consistent with your effort. It's probably a unique derby in that I'm not sure there's been one where there's been 1 and 2 on the ladder. I'm not sure that's happened before, so that makes it unique. We're wrapped that it's our home derby, and, you know, and look, it's another 4 points, but you're getting less opportunities to shore your positions up, and both of us obviously would like to firm our position up on the ladder, and a win would, you know, go a long way to doing that.
Round 3 is a long time ago, but you blew the Eagles away with 9 goals to none in the first quarter. And Mark Lacroix ended up kicking 5. The Eagles fought back after quarter time. He's going to be missing. He's been suspended. No Nat Nui, most likely. No Sinclair. So timing is pretty good if you look at personnel that Eagles are going to lose going into this game.
Yeah, but I think, I mean, a couple of things. I thought they fought back in the last quarter, and then I think the reality is why they're in good shape. They've coped with adversity, and so have we, and with personnel out. So, I mean, AFL coaches and teams don't tend to look who's in and who's out. It sort of obviously makes for a degree of difficulty, but they've coped without those players all year. So we don't expect a lesser West Coast because of that, and I don't think they'd expect a lesser Fremantle because Ballantyne's not playing.
Hey, Ross, as we let you go, one for the newsreels, if you would, just another game.
Hey, no, I think it's a bit more important than that. It's a derby 1v2, so, we'll just prepare the same way. I mean, if you tell me this, it's going to be played on a different ground and the rules are going to be different and we get more points, well, I'm happy to hear it, but I think it's all the same.
Yeah,
so,
but
obviously, we're keen to win, obviously.
I know you're a football historian. Was Wayne Harms out that day when he knocked it back into the goal square and they kicked the goal, Carlton?
Was he? I'm a Carlton supporter. He's clearly in. Clearly in.
Typical coach. They just
clearly in.
And all the people on Tinder are very pleased that you played well. Thank you.
No worries.
All the best, Ross.
Thanks, Pat.
Good luck, Ross Lyon, there, coach of the Fremantle Dockers.